We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy Tuesday, 6:06 in the morning. In about a minute or so, we're going to need your help. One of our most loyal listeners is in a huge dilemma. Chelsea and I ran into her yesterday right after the show, and we promised her that we would get you to help her out. All right, I'll tell you what it's about in just a few. Good morning to you, Brian.
What up, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shan, covering for Tamara this morning.
Hey.
What up, girl? On social media, hit us up at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Tamara will be back tomorrow letting us know if she picked up a boyfriend in Atlanta. Hopefully she went to that Morehouse graduation where the billionaire paid off everybody's loan.
I mean, that would be ideal.
Spoiler alert. Following Tam on social media, man, she's been doing the Atlanta barbecue scene justice.
Yeah, and she's been rocking that ponytail, just
get
saying.
That would be great because producer Brad brought this up yesterday. If you think about it, all the dudes that graduated are now debt-free, everybody.
Wow. Sure, that's what they want. They want a bunch of broke chicks on them. Fellas, steer clear, Tamara.
They're trying to
live with their parents. Don't transfer that debt to yourselves.
Think about it, bro. It'd be good. They could just move in with her and her parents and stay debt-free. Good morning, producer Brad. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, one of our favorite AMP listeners is Mama Bean. She works next door at Coffee Bean here on Wilshire between Fairfax and La Brea. And we walk in yesterday after the show, Chelsea and I were getting some coffee, and she's like, guys, I need your help. I have this huge question. I got this dilemma, and we promised her that you would help. So if you know the answer to this question, we recorded her. Please call in or text in at 877-971-HITS. Here it is. She doesn't know where to store her contacts besides in her eyes. Where are you currently storing them?
In the butter drawer of the refrigerator. We're Hispanic. We use manteca, Chelsea. We use manteca.
Did the doctor tell you to put them in the refrigerator?
No, he didn't. He didn't tell me what to do with them. Besides putting them in my eyes, I really don't know. And I've been wondering.
What made you think it would be cool to put them in the fridge, Mama B?
Because you put medication in there, so I thought because the eyes are medical contacts.
Okay, cool. So you're storing them in the fridge right now.
In the butter.
In the butter section, because you don't use butter, you use manteca, which is aka lard.
Yeah.
Instead of butter. Like, are they in boxes or cases?
Yeah, they're still in the boxes.
And anywhere on the box did it say, please keep refrigerated?
You know what? I didn't read that. But I didn't have my contacts on when I got the box, so I just opened it and put it in there.
Okay. I don't wear contacts.
I'm curious, because I store mine in the cupboard in the bathroom.
All right, we're going to ask our listeners for the answer. Where to store your contacts that you have not yet used.
Yeah, and does it ruin them if you store them in the refrigerator? Just curious.
Oh, my God, it's 5 packs.
We love you, Mama Bean.
I love you guys, too. Ryan, happy belated, sweetheart.
And Chelsea, too.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry, hon. Happy birthday.
And I'm here this week.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. We got all these Aries or Taurus?
I'm a Gemini.
Bulls. Oh, that's right. You are a Gemini.
Two-faced.
Two
Tauruses. Damn.
I'm sorry. Mean it like that.
Trying to help her out and then calls me Two-Faced, bro.
I mean, but who reads the instructions on the box of a medication, right?
I don't know, bro. Exactly. What for?
Especially when you can't read it before you put them in your eyeballs anyway, because that's why you're wearing contacts.
She's like, I don't know. So if you know the answer to that, like, where do you store your contact lenses, and is it okay to store them in your fridge? 877-971-HITS. Does anybody wear contacts in studio besides Chels?
I do. I like have literally had one order of them, so I'm like not the expert on it.
Right.
But I keep them in my bathroom.
I feel like if you lived in my apartment, keeping them in the fridge is a safer place than keeping them in my janky ass bathroom where there's like rodents falling through the ceiling.
Whoa!
And it's like, well, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't leave them in the bathroom cupboard. I don't know what kind of creatures are nibbling around in there. Also, the temperature is in the inside of my bathroom what it is on the outside of the apartment. So if it's 105 degrees, I feel like cooking your contacts is worse for them than freezing them.
Producer Ray, I used to wear contacts before LASIK.
Yeah, fairly certain that putting them in the fridge is a terrible, terrible idea.
Why?
I don't understand. Like, why would you put something cold in your eye? It just feels unhealthy.
It feels good.
No, it feels unhealthy.
Like, cold drops. Is it refreshing? Yeah. It's hippie.
I don't think this is a good idea. Actually, I think it's going to be a problem.
A quick Google search solved this answer if you guys would like to know. Although we could just speculate all morning.
All right, well, we'll let our very own Mama Bean know that maybe the fridge isn't the best place. All right, next to the lard.
It's not the best, and your kids are probably going to eat one at some point. But
Jello.
Actually, the saline solution that your contacts are in won't even hurt the contacts if it freezes at negative 15 degrees Celsius.
Wow. Okay, cool. So we'll relay that to Mama Bean. Appreciate you.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AMP Radio.
I'm sorry to do this for you, but just for a second, think about the student loans you owe right now.
Ugh.
Sorry about that.
Right.
Now imagine all of a sudden meeting a billionaire and him or her saying, they're all paid for. I got you.
I feel like it's a trick, man. I got to be honest. Like, and that's just me. If you told me you were paying for it, I'd be like, I don't want to be in your back pocket.
Strings attached, right?
Nope.
Oh, man. If you haven't heard about this awesome story, the video's up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. But billionaire Robert Smith was given a commencement speech at Morehouse University this weekend and made that announcement to close to 400 graduates. By the way, your entire student loans, your debt is paid off. Close to $40 million worth of student loan. And one of the students actually from here, from Compton, his name is Dwight Lewis, and NBC4 caught his personal story. And the best part about the story, besides the amazing feel-good about it, is the way the reporter reads Dwight's text message exchange with his mom. Just pay attention to it.
I looked around like, this is as much like, is he serious? Is this for real?
His student debt is nearly $150,000.
Whoa.
I mean, $150,000 gone.
That makes mine look like nothing.
I mean, like, Morehouse, you better get it together. That's ridiculous.
Damn, yo.
Even his mother in the audience was in disbelief, texting him, quote, did he say he's paying off your loans? Lewis's answer, yes, man, God is real, dude.
Like, he calls his mom dude.
What's up with that, right?
What's up? God is real, bro.
Lewis's answer, yes, man, God is real, dude.
Picture your last maybe 45 seconds of being an undergraduate student. You get a full ride.
And Lewis says he will answer Smith's call to pay it forward to help in the communities where he grew up in Linwood and Compton.
That's awesome right there, man. Such an awesome story. And now all commencement speech folk that are just... Even millionaires, watch yourself.
Yeah, did you see Oprah did a commencement speech? I think it was yesterday, and people were trolling her. They're like, "Oh, you're gonna pay for everyone's
debt."
And she like called them out, and she's like, "Guys, come on, I give a lot of money away.
You get a full ride. That's all kids are gonna be waiting to hear, though. Like, they're not gonna hear one word Oprah said. They're just like, "Come on, when's that money coming? Look under your seat. I found a diploma.
The bar is set high."
All right, man. From a feel good story to the damn he dumb story of the day.
Yeah.
And it's got this YouTuber ready to get kicked off the platform because it's such a terrible prank she did.
I mean, I kind of agree with it. One, I'm not a big fan of YouTubers. I find them to be obnoxious and self-indulgent because they have their subscribers and then they start doing pranks and stuff. I mean, there's some channels that I think are good, but then these prank ones are just lame and boring. This goes out to Damn She Dumb and He because it's a channel by Joel and Lauren. The woman's name is Lauren Love. And they were walking around Walmart. She was dressed as a CEO and she was going up with a clipboard and arbitrarily firing people on the spot. And I'm not just saying, like, kind of like, you fired, kidding. Like, it's legit. I have some audio from the video, and she goes in on them.
Today you're supposed to be stocking, and it looks like you're not doing that, so I think I'm going to have to fire you. Take off your jacket, take off this clip.
The man is stunned.
Would you like me to call the security? You're fired.
Yeah, you want me to call security?
Yeah. Well, this is what it is with these YouTubers. They're just getting bored. Like, they're running out of content. They're running out of ideas to make videos, and that's where they make their income. So they're just coming up with these ideas that are just ridiculous.
So the prank is awful. It goes really, really terrible when she walks up to a woman named Maria, who's an immigrant from the Philippines, who's been living in the United States for 6 years and working at Walmart.
The woman started sobbing. The prankster finally revealed it was a joke.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to make you cry. You're not fired. I'm sorry.
Maria, a former professor from the Philippines, says she felt humiliated.
I don't think it's good to play on someone else's emotion.
I mean, that's insane. Yeah. So she gets damn, she's done. Woman started crying. Walmart has issued statements saying that they are never, neither one of them are ever allowed in a Walmart again for the rest of their lives. And they are asking YouTube to, like, cancel the channel just because of how terrible it is to people. Like, you have people who work really hard and you're walking up because you think it's funny and you're firing them. And you're going in on them like, I'm going to go get security. Like, that's real.
Just so shows you how desensitized some of these YouTubers are to reality and what people's real struggles are in our world,
you know?
Damn, he dumb.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
I know it's not ideal weather for May the way we want it. It's kind of cloudy, kind of chilly. Sunshine's going to come through by this afternoon. But thinking about it, it's pretty good, perfect, like, graduation weather.
Yeah, when you're sitting outside for a while.
Right, you're chilling, like, at a stadium at your high school, or, like, shout out to Northridge, they had a graduation yesterday, and you're just chilling, not even being, you know, you're a student, you're an all black, wearing this cap situation, this gown, it's blazing hot, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all are tripping right now, man. You guys have gotten soft with this AC. This weather right now is beautiful for us folks who do not have air conditioning. You can actually, like, survive in your house. I hear you complaining about it. I'm like, man, this is wonderful. I can walk around. I'm not like, burning up and sweating. I'm not freezing. It's beautiful.
By the way, yesterday I had a great conversation with Brian. My man finally decided he's moving out of that crazy-ass apartment he lives in right now.
It's about darn time.
Well,
Brian,
you know, my roommate decided to move another dude in there, so...
Without letting you know.
Yeah, he just came home and he was like, oh, Ryan didn't tell you? And I'm like... Nah. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine walking into your apartment that you pay rent at and seeing some dude just chilling? You're like, yo, what's up? And then him saying, oh, your roommate didn't tell you I'm moving in?
I'm your replacement.
Oh, wow.
No, he moved out. I'm not the replacement. He's just now living in my roommate's room. Wow. And I was like, what are you up to? He's like, studying for my accounting final. And I'm like, all right, well, at least you're going to college.
Congratulations. Hey, man, but it's a blessing in disguise. Yeah. You're going to get an awesome apartment now with AC and heater and no holes in the ceiling.
Look, dude, I'm not going to let the AC make me soft, though. I'm in here crying about it when it's 70 degrees.
We'll see.
Oh, no. You can't change me, Chelsea, with AC. You guys are spoiled.
The Chelsea Report.
I don't know if you saw this, but Kim Kardashian called out Jack in the Box, the fast food restaurant, on Twitter yesterday. Okay. She said, hey, Jack in the Box, I have a serious complaint, but I won't fully put you on blast. Check your corporate email inbox or send me a DM with direct person for my team to contact. And then she, like, clarified. I can't talk right now.
Clarified. Cool,
I like that one better.
Clarify. What up, y'all?
Clarified, because it's Jack in the Box.
There you go.
Okay,
there you go. She clarified, nobody recognized me, and it's something that I observed that affected other customers at this particular location that was concerning. And then...
Wait, hold on. Really, she's mad that no one treated her like a star?
Get the hell out of here. When I read it yesterday, that's what I thought. But then people are saying, no, she's just saying it's not about her. Like, it's not about an order or about her.
It seems like what she's saying is, Jack in the Box, I was in line, no one recognized me of your employees, and it made it weird for everyone else because they were like, let's Kim Kardashian, and y'all just acted like I was a regular person. How dare you?
You think she expected, like, Jack to be there? You know what I'm saying? Like, Jack, yo, where you at, Jack?
Maybe. Well, within 30 minutes of sending that tweet, Jack in the Box responded saying, Kim, we're unable to DM you. Please send us a DM with how we can get in touch with your team. And then the best part of this whole story is that all the other fast food chains chimed in, and it was hilarious. So Wendy said, but, like, who even goes there? Burger King goes, Jack in the Box to the principal's office, and then Shake Shack used, like, the eyeball emoji where they're like, we see what's going on here. Carl's Jr. wrote Psalm 520, thou shalt not go to Jack in the Box, because Psalm is her new baby's name. Yeah.
I do love the attitude she had, like, the first tweet, which is so Liam Neeson, right? It's like, you better get back to me.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills.
And you don't want to see them, Jack in the Box.
Anyways, in case you were worried, it all seemed to get solved. Because, she tweeted thank you to them. So there's that. After an almost 3-year hiatus, you guys, Rihanna has confirmed her album is a coming.
Yes.
Yes. In a new interview she did with New York Times, T Magazine, she said she'll probably title it R9 because that's what her fans have been calling it for the last few years. She also confirmed it's going to be a reggae album.
Get it.
Very exciting. There's no release date yet. She said randomly she's open to working with Lady Gaga because apparently Lady Gaga just followed her on Instagram.
Reggae of her.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think about that. You're right.
That's the first thing I think of when I think reggae. Yep.
This is interesting, though. She said there will not be a Drake collab. And I quote, she goes, I don't see it happening. Not in this album. That's for sure.
So was that a little shot at Drake or what?
Seems like there's a little drama still going on.
You know what I feel with Rihanna, man? It's like she's hit a point in her career, in her life, I feel like, where she's like, yeah, music's cute.
Right. Like, you guys, better.
You get, yeah, but like I'm trying to be a mogul here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a gazillionaire, and I'm doing Venti. I'm doing my fashion line. Stuff that's going to have me set for life and generations to come. The music's cute. You guys want some music? Here it goes.
It's cool, though. There are not many musicians that cannot put out music for this long, and still, like, people still want it. Like, we haven't heard music from her, 3 years? But we're still so excited for
feels
it.
Like you're wrong. It feels like a Game of Thrones finale bomb. You know what I mean? Like, because you guys are so excited. Like, I'm like, yeah, cool, Rihanna. That sounds good. But, like, Rihanna fans are so waiting for this album that she better come with it, because if it's not good, it's going to be...
Well, she's going to come with it, Ryan. She's doing reggae with Lady Gaga.
What are you talking about, Brian?
Oh, she's passing on the Drake collab. That works out for people. When's the last time Drake made a hit?
Okay.
Hey, that's just a fact, yo.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your chance to vent and release and let it go. Tell us, who did you dirty? 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Chelsea, your twin. Your name, twin's on
like
the line.
I like your name.
She's going to have a good story.
I hope we spell it right.
E-A?
E-A.
Yes.
Chelsea, now that you know that our Chelsea spells her name the right way.
Oh, yes.
Tell us, who did you dirty? Vent about it and let it go.
Oh, so someone I thought was my friend. Mm. Her name is Kian. So I let her move in with me when her relationship didn't work and she moved back to where we were staying. And I was like, you can get off your feet. You don't have to pay me rent so you can afford it. Get a job. I let her two cats come with me.
Wow.
Yeah, that cat's part is the craziest part of the whole situation. When you let someone in.
Two cats
move in.
And I already had two cats. So I'm like, okay, how's this going to work?
You're a nicer person than I am.
You guys seem like if people don't know you, they're like, look at the cat ladies with their
No, for real, that's me. So this girl, unbeknownst to me, was babysitting for some guy out in the country. We were in Iowa at the time, by the way. And she comes back and tells me she has a rash. And I'm like, a rash, huh?
Whoa.
You need to go to the doctor.
Yeah?
Turns out it wasn't a rash. It was bed bugs, but she didn't tell me that. You guys, she washed her stuff with bed bug detergent, told me she couldn't hack the rent and didn't want to live with me, and moved back in with her mom.
And she left you with bed bugs?
Left me. I had to leave the house. I had to live in a motel for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
I had to throw away all of my stuff.
No.
I lost 2 queen-size beds, 2 couches, furniture, anything you can think of, because I just refused to take it with me. Shoes, clothing.
Ew.
I just lost my grandparents, so I had to get rid of a lot of their stuff, too, because it was all contaminated. And she didn't say sorry. She didn't admit to it. She got her stepdad to say he would defend her if I took her to court.
Oh, hell no.
This girl did me so dirty. I don't even want friends anymore.
Straight up sucia. Came over, opened the doors to your house to accept her, her cats, and her bed bugs. And then just bounced on you.
And then dipped. Never did pay a month of rent, too. Mm.
That case does sound like the most entertaining, greatest case ever for Judge Judy, though. You know what I mean? Like, she would have kept it so real.
I'd get my money, let me tell you.
Chelsea, what would be your opening remarks if Judge Judy was right in front of you about your ex-roommate that left you with bed bugs? Go ahead.
I would be like, Judge Judy, see what happened was, I had to live in a hotel for 2 weeks. With my cat. Do you know what it is about in a hotel that will take cats? It was everything. It was the hotel for 2 weeks. It was finals week. My grandparents had just passed away. I thought this girl was my friend.
Damn.
she did me so dirty, but really she's dirty. So, you know.
Stress. Yeah. I think Judge Judy would definitely give you the W on this one.
Yeah, you know, sure. God, I hope.
Bed bugs, case closed. That's your only thing you need to say.
Chelsea, wow. Thank you for calling in and venting about it. Did it feel good to let it out?
Yes. I hope she hears it. Some part of me really hopes someone in Iowa picks up on this and she hears it.
We are on the radio.com app. You can hear us anywhere. Our podcast, search Amp Morning Show.
I'll be sharing that and tagging her in it.
You're great.
Chelsea, we love you, girl. Thank you for listening to us. You are an amazing
human
being.
You guys are wonderful.
For what you did, thank you for that. And don't stop being that amazing human being that you know you are,
never,
girl.
Never, never. I'll just keep my friends closer.
And bed bugs far away.
Yeah, please.
Far, far away.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Right about now, your chance to win a $100 Islands gift card by playing It's Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids. It's a kids' trivia game that Brian has never won. By the way, today is the second to last game that we'll play for the school year. It's winding down, bro. The time is a-ticking.
Look, we tried to play this game during the summer, and it was just kind of sad.
Well, the crazy thing is you still haven't seen Coco.
That's the sad part, bro.
I don't want to take the advantage away from all these kids. You know? I don't do any research.
Yeah, we played this last summer for a little bit, and it was like just adults acting like kids. Hey, what's going on, guys?
I want to have kids someday. Can I get the gift card?
All right, man. Give us a call if you want to play. 877-971-HITS. Also want to tell you this, man, to celebrate National Burger Day, Islands is offering rewards members a buy one, get one free burgers all day next Tuesday. Their burgers are bomb, by the way. If you're not a rewards member, you can sign up as a member even up to May 28th and still receive the offer. Happy 13th birthday to Brianna. The text just came in from her mama Claudia. All the birthday folk in May, happy birthday. Love you guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win a $100 Islands gift card by playing Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids going down right now. It's a kids trivia game. We're going to get three questions for both the kids and also Brian. The same questions. You have 30 seconds to answer. Second to last game of this school year. Will Brian finally get a W?
In season two. Doubt it.
Let's meet our contestant this morning. We have Mariah in LA. Good morning.
Good morning!
Wow.
There you go. Quite the chorus. Mariah, who's in the car with you, please?
My daughter, Nancy, 20. My daughter, April, 18. And my son, David, 14.
Wow. Car full of teens.
Hey, y'all, anyone ever thinking about moving out? Maybe not carpooling with mom? Or
they're all in school. They got to stay home.
Mariah, so your job is to drive your 20-year-old, 18-year-old, and 14-year-old around?
Yeah, I have to take them all to their high school and then my oldest to her college.
Nice. Nancy, where do you go to college?
Santa Monica.
Get it, girl. Congrats. All right, here we go.
Yeah, you got a bunch of starving students in there, man. This island gift card will go a long way.
It's going to come through.
Hey, well, that would be a great gift for the graduation.
Yeah. Ooh, there it is.
Mariah's like, they're going to split it up. Divided by three. There's your graduation party, Islands. All right, David, the 14-year-old, why do you think you and your grown-ass brother and sister are going to beat Brian this morning?
Because we're scholars.
They're scholars.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I feel like I'm head-to-head with peers.
Here we go, man. Brian's walking outside of the studio right now. He won't be able to hear these three questions. All right, here we go. Number one, name the main kid in the movie Coco.
Miguel.
Number two, in the movie Cars, what's the main car's name?
Lightning McQueen.
You know, this is just David answering, 14-year-old. Number three, what are you most excited to do this summer?
Sleep.
Such a teenager response.
All right, come back in, Brian. Come back in, my man. Oh, you have a shot at this one, Brian.
Well, if they got them, I'm pretty sure they're in my demographic.
By the way, David, the 14-year-old, was the only one answering all the questions.
That's not fair. You should get the gift card all yourself, Dave.
Exactly. Just call him Dave.
Dave, dude. My boy Dave, man.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock for Brian. Same three questions. Name the main kid in the movie Coco they have yet to watch, Brian.
Oh, some kid was heckling me with this the other day. Miguel. Got it.
Oh my
and
God.
I was right. A little guy was yelling that at me in Cinco de Mayo. He was making fun of me.
Wow. I I wouldn't broadcast that to everyone all the time.
In the movie Cars, what's the main car's name?
Oh, it's Lightning something.
Hurry up. Time's running out.
Lightning Murray.
Okay. Number three. What are the kids most excited to do this summer?
Not go to school.
All right. Time's up. There it is. All right. Here we go. We're going to reveal the answers. Name the main kid's name in the movie Coco. Brian, you said Miguel.
I remember at our Cinco de Mayo Fiesta hangout. This little kid was just heckling me all morning with Miguel.
That is correct.
Wow.
You both got that one correct, by the way.
Thanks, kids. Heckle me with more correct answers, please.
Brian, one challenge, bro. From now to next week, which will be the last time we play Car Full of Kids this school year, you got to watch the movie Coco. You promise?
I promise. I'll watch Coco. Yeah, right. You can quiz me on Coco next week.
You're going to love it. All right. Number two, in the movie Cars, what's the main car's name? Brian, you said?
Lightning Murray.
That is incorrect.
No!
Wrong.
He's close, though.
It's Lightning McQueen.
Dang it.
Good old Murray. Duh. Number three, what are you most excited to do this summer? We asked David and his grown-ass sisters. And Brian, you said not go to school.
Not go to school.
They're excited. All of them said in unison, sleep.
I should have known it.
Car full of kids and grown people. You are the winner.
Good job.
Car full of Dave and grown sisters.
Congratulations, Mariah. You have your graduation party at Islands ready to go.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Congrats. All right. Enjoy your summer. And thank you for listening to us for real.
Thank you.
Get a job.
David, shave your mustache.
The Chelsea Report.
7 years after her death, Whitney Houston is coming to a venue near you. This is crazy, you guys. Whoa. So a hologram version of Whitney is going on tour.
Get out of here. Tour? It's not like just one show to honor her?
No.
Hologram tour.
A full tour. No dates have been announced or anything, but they announced like what the show is being described as an awe-inspiring live theatrical concert that will celebrate her amazing life, work, and everlasting legacy. Mm. It will be recordings of her vocals backed by a live band. Dates and locations are to be announced. But
who's in charge of this? Because it just seems like a money grab to me. I'm not a big fan of this hologram thing.
Nah, bro. Like, I get like moments potentially where you do a hologram, right? Tupac moments, so on and so forth. But now you're doing a full-blown, like,
right.
This is totally for money.
So it's her estate. And her estate is run by, I believe her name is Pat Houston, and it's her brother's wife. So it's her mm-hmm. sister-in-law that has, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's going to make money. I think I would for sure go and see it. I'm just so curious how this would all go down. You know what I mean? Like, it feels so like this generation. Like, what would that even be like seeing a full concert by a hologram?
Well, I don't like the hologram stuff. I like when they do like tribute laser. Yeah. I've seen like tribute laser shows, like mm-hmm. like animated things, and like, but also it's just, I don't know. It just seems kind of unnecessary to me. Maybe the live band element changes something. Otherwise, you're just playing her albums.
How about play maybe some of her most amazing concerts in movie theaters?
Yeah,
to go watch it.
Yeah,
that'd be dope.
They're also releasing an album of hers. It's going to be previously unreleased material and possibly a stage musical based on her songs. So
get that money.
Yeah. Magic Johnson is mm-hmm. speaking candidly about the real reason why he left the Lakers. Now, in April, he abruptly announced he was stepping down from president. He said at that time he was stepping down basically to kind of like man his other businesses.
And have fun again. He said he wanted, it was more fun being Magic Johnson than it was being the president of the Lakers.
Exactly.
Like having a boss.
Right.
Bottom line.
<Duh. laughs> Well, in a new interview from yesterday, he basically said he decided to leave after general manager Rob Pelinka betrayed him. Ooh. And even backstabbed him.
When I start hearing, you know, Magic, you're not working hard enough. Magic's not in the office. So people around the Laker office was telling me, Rob was saying things. And
Rob Pelinka.
Ooh. And I didn't like those things being said behind my back.
I mean, he set ESPN on fire, so that was on First Take with Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman. But, I mean, like, he kept going, like, saying, like, yo, the Lakers knew the deal. I'm a mm-hmm. billionaire. I told them I would be in the office when I want to be in the office.
Right, man. But he's going, I mean, he sort of stated the name. Mm-hmm. It is who it is. Now, what was Homeboy's response?
So he responded in a press conference yesterday, and here's Rob Pelinka's response to what Magic said about him.
I think the most important thing for me is the 2 years of getting to work side by side with Irvin are some of the greatest memories I have in sports and work. it's saddening to think he believes things that are a misperception. I think all of us in life probably have been through things where maybe there's third-party whispers or he said, she said things that aren't true.
Yo, Magic revoked his Magic card. He has to call him Irvin now. That's how not friends they are.
All right, man. So listen, I want to bring something up real quick. We've all been around situations of people getting backstabbed. Maybe you got backstabbed. And I think any other morning show in America is probably going to talk about this story and be like, all right, call in, tell us your story about how you got backstabbed. But we're not normal here. We dare you to call in and confess how you backstabbed someone else. Whether it be a friend, a coworker, a family member, you may not be proud of it now, or maybe you still are, whatever.
Maybe you came out on the maybe you came out on the winning end of that. You
know? Whatever it is, we just want to understand why would you backstab somebody? Mm-hmm. I dare you to call in. You can be anonymous. You can change your name. That's fine. 877-971-HITS. Tell us about the time you backstabbed somebody. Can't wait to hear your stories.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So inspired by Magic Johnson calling out Lakers GM Rob Pelinka for allegedly backstabbing him and talking trash and eventually wanting to take his job, we're asking you this morning, if you've backstabbed somebody, like why would you do something like that? We're just trying to understand because it's pretty shady, you know? Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Anonymous, you backstabbed not one coworker, but many coworkers.
I sure did.
Wait, what happened?
So basically, just I don't like them. That's it. It's not really that complicated.
I just don't like them. All right.
So what have you been doing to backstab your own coworkers?
I mean, every single time I have the opportunity to say anything awful about them, I will take it. And I have plenty of those opportunities. So I'm basically just constantly talking crap about them all the time.
To who?
Well, I talk to the big boss. I talk to the direct supervisors.
What do you say to them? Like, what are you saying that's so bad about them? And how is the supervisor reacting?
Well, I just tell them that they're awful at their job and they don't know what they're doing because half the time I'm picking up back to them anyway.
Wow.
So I just,
Do you ever do that? Do you ever, like, tell one person one thing and then find out some information and then go to someone else and tell them something just to know that they don't like each other and you, like, kick the bee's nest a little bit?
Oh, yeah, of course. I love stirring the pot. Yeah, I will definitely add fuel to the flame.
I apologize. I'm trying not to judge right now, but I am sick to my stomach hearing people doing this stuff right here. This is so toxic.
Oh, yeah.
You bring all that toxicity into your own life, Anonymous. Why are you so unhappy with yourself?
I mean, it's not so much that I'm unhappy with myself.
Yes,
I mean,
it is. You got to talk crap on others to make yourself feel better. That is, and you're messing with people's livelihoods. They could lose their jobs over this. It's not impacting just them, but their families.
I mean, they're not good at their job anyway, so maybe they need to lose their job.
I mean, it is, sounds like a reality show. That you
are you good at your job?
Oh, yeah, I'm great.
Well, she's good at it by default because you get people eliminated like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm grossed out. Look, I'm sorry, I'm judging you, but it really, like, this is one of my things that gets to me really bad because I think there's a lot of it that goes on in life, and it's so sad to see. But hopefully, you'll find your true worth and value from other things other than putting people down. And I think you'll be a lot happier that way, Anonymous.
Well, we'll see how that goes. I'm pretty happy with my life right now. So.
Great. Now she's going to talk crap about me to other people.
I know. I'm like keeping my mouth shut over here.
It's hard to judge somebody. It's hard to judge somebody who doesn't give an F. You know
what
I mean?
I know.
All right. Anyways, thank you for calling in, though. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
I apologize for that, guys.
Your honest reaction, man. Yeah, I don't even apologize. It's not your life.
Well, we've all dealt with that, you know, like someone at the workplace that's like that. So it brings up those feelings that we already have, that anger.
It's just we don't want to hear people being honest about it. There's way more of those people in your workplace right now that you don't even know about. I mean, let's be honest. Like everyone runs around acting like they got a halo over their head, but we just have one girl call in and admit that she doesn't.
What are techs saying, Brian?
We got one on the positive side. It has a silver lining.
There you go.
I stabbed my best friend in the back at 14, undermining her. I stole her boyfriend, but what?
Wow.
He was a big douchebag and didn't deserve her, and now we're best friends. There you go.
I did you a favor.
That's right.
You know what? Let's go with that. Let's switch things up real quick. If you've been backstabbed before, but somehow came out on top.
Mm-hmm.
They try to backstab you. They try to take you down, but you still came out conquering.
Yeah, you forgave them.
Whatever.
You're just in a better place after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to hear those stories now. All right, hit us up. Call or text 877-971-HITS. They try to take you down. They were scheming against you. They straight up backstabbed you with a machete. Liz from Inglewood, up to no good. She says she got backstabbed by her own manager, but came out on top. Liz, break it down.
Quick story short, mm-hmm. I was new to this place. He took me under his wing. Allegedly, he was very nice, but I mean, he was saying so much stuff about me, how I didn't do my job, how I didn't know what I was doing. So I never said anything until he made a really, really unnecessary comment about how I was not supposed to speak Spanish to him. So I said, okay, you know, I didn't tell him anything anymore. I went to HR. I told HR everything he did to me, and he got fired.
Oof.
Document, document, document. Yeah. That's what they say in the workplace.
You know, I think I put up with 3 months of him being rude.
Mm.
Just because, you know, I felt like I need to be appreciated. You know, he gave me a job. He took me under his wing.
Right.
But no.
Listen, and that happens a lot when people are in a position of power, right? Mm-hmm. That they take advantage of that and feel they can cross the line in many different ways.
You just feel like you're untouchable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but you don't have to put up with that, Liz. So thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad he came out on top. And thank you for listening to us.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye. All right, we're going to Michelle from Beaumont. Your very own coworker backstabbed you, but you came out on top. What happened, Michelle?
So she backstabbed me pretty much by talking crap, and I got a full-time promotion. That's how I came out on top.
So how'd it play out?
Yeah.
So we all got hired at the same time. We all started part-time. And she was actually my partner. We were really cool. Once she kind of seen that I was, you know, being noticed a little bit more, started talking crap to everybody that would give her an ear. Mm-hmm. But what I did was I simply brushed it off because my work speaks for itself. My relationship speaks for itself.
Preach.
So me not giving her any attention got me that promotion because I worked my butt off.
Well, also, I don't know people who talk a bunch of trash, but everybody at the office know this, but everybody knows who you are, you know? You can run your mouth. Exactly. You run your mouth to me. I assume you're running your mouth to everybody about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes time for, like, me to, if I'm, you know, hearing you talk crap all the time, I'm not hiring you. You're not trustworthy. I'm hiring the person who just gets the job done.
And what I love about your story, Michelle, is that instead of engaging with this person that was backstabbing you, you just kept working and kept crushing it and hustling. Eventually, people will notice that, and the people that need to stay will stay, and the people that need to go will go.
Haters gonna hate.
And you didn't have to do anything, girl. They do it to themselves, man. They backstab themselves, but it ends up stabbing themselves.
She's like the previous caller that was so proud about it. Oof. She goes to anybody that will give her an ear, and I'm literally cool with everybody at work, so the second it comes out of her mouth, it comes straight to me, and I'm just like, you know what, you guys? Like, don't even listen to her.
Yep.
Go ahead and let her vent to you if that's what she needs, because she's not happy with herself. Let her vent. That's cool.
And karma will get you. It will get you.
Exactly. Well,
karma got homegirl on the text board already. Everybody hates her.
Yeah.
Good thing she's
exactly.
We just had a caller saying how proud and how happy it makes her to talk smack about her coworkers making stuff up to their boss to try to get them fired. And that's just bottom line, people that are insecure, that know that they suck at their job and they need to put other people down to try to look better for themselves. Ain't nobody got time for that, so change your ways, please. What's going on text?
Everyone's eviscerating that anonymous on the text line. We got a lot of people at 562. She was being, people were talking trash about her. She just got a college degree. People were undermining her because they were jealous. And then she got the promotion. They didn't. And then from the 909, my favorite text of the morning.
All right, here we go.
My coworker that I was friends with slept with a coworker that he knew I had the hots for and had a thing for and was trying to talk to. But he contracted an STD. There you go. You came out on top of that one, my friend.
Finish him. Fatality.
Is that one of the cast members from Vanderpump Rules?
It definitely could be.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Gotta give this birthday shout out to the great Notorious B.I.G. Rest in glory, my man.
He forever, like, ruined how, like, you know how you learn how to spell words?
Yeah.
Every time I'd spell notorious,
like on a spelling, something like N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow. I'd be singing it to myself like in fifth grade.
That's awesome, by the way.
Or Bananas from Gwen Stefani. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
In your head or out loud? Would you do it during the test?
Oh, I do it out loud for sure. I have some dyslexia issues. So for me, spelling, I have to do it like audibly out loud. Yeah. And I know, like, I used to help kids learn how to spell like that too, where I'm like, just say it out loud. Just B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
I do that now with a song, but like stuff like beautiful, I go beautiful.
I sounded out like
beautiful.
Restaura.
You guys are weird.
Recibe. Smarty pants over there.
How do you spell receive, Chelsea?
Receive. R-E-C-I-E-V-E.
Say it again.
R-E-C-I-E-V-E. Is it the I before the E? Except after, yeah, that's
Re-sa-eve.
Right. Receive. R-E-C-I-E-V-E.
That is incorrect.
Is it really?
That is incorrect.
What? Yeah, we don't.
Wow. Wait, can you use it in a sentence first?
You are about to receive the right answer right now.
Receive it. You just received a failing grade.
It's R-E-C-E.
Oh, it is E before I.
I-V-C.
It's Reese-I-V.
We're all more alike than you guys thought we were.
I think you just found that out. It's Receive. That's how I do it.
It's not your fault. We need Gwen Stefani to write a song where she spells out Receive.
Yeah. True.
Just
true.
Say it in Spanish. Receive. Okay, got it. Anyways, what's coming up next in the Chelsea Report?
So J Balvin just let us in on a shocking secret about performing with Beyonce at Coachella.
I'm down.
And Oprah is showing you how to shut down your haters.
Tell them, girl.
It's coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 8:52.
She's like, be a billionaire. It's cool.
Buy their stuff and shut it down.
The Chelsea Report.
So by now you've heard of Robert F. Smith, the billionaire who paid off all the student loans for Morehouse College graduating class. It's a tough act to follow.
Facts.
And Oprah felt that pressure over the weekend also because following that story, she was the commencement speaker at Colorado College and had to basically shut down a hater who called her out for not following in Robert's footsteps.
They wish you'd have been like, you are debt free. You are debt free. You are debt free.
Exactly. And you know, they're all probably just waiting. Okay, she's going to say it any minute now, you know, in the audience.
Because most people hadn't heard of this, the other billionaire, right? The billionaire who, Robert Smith. A lot of people hadn't heard of him, but you know Oprah. She's got a magazine with a face on it.
Yeah. Well, basically, the troll said, should have paid off their student debt. In a comment, and Oprah wrote back, already paid $13 million in scholarships, have put over 400 men through Morehouse. Thank you very much.
Sounds like someone's defensive.
Just pull out receipts and everything.
No kidding.
J Balvin went on Jimmy Fallon this week and dropped the bomb that when he played at Coachella 2 years ago with Beyonce, her now iconic homecoming headlining show, he actually got the phone call. She wanted him there the day before.
Get out of
here. The call from Beyonce, what happens?
They didn't plan that at all. They called me like 5 hours before. Like I was in bed. I was in bed, you know. I was just like checking TV and I received like a message like, oh, you want to come join us? I was like, who's this? Beyonce's team. I was like, what's up?
Yeah, but
what's up?
But who like dropped the ball on that? Because I feel like they had to have thought of it before that he was going to be on stage with them. Maybe like whoever was supposed to book him just like waited till the last minute or something.
Well, I don't know. Because obviously I would think that Beyonce had like added Mi Gente to her playlist, right? Because that's the song they did together.
Of course.
Because Mi Gente was originally J Balvin's song.
It just came out, yeah.
And then Beyonce jumped on it. So either way, chilling like, yo, it's Beyonce's people.
No kidding. I feel like that's impossible that they didn't plan for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, no, I mean, like, I'm thinking like at the last second she thought, well, he's a big star now. This song is killing. I think they probably always plan to do some sort of like quick mashup of it. But the production is so tight on that entire thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Netflix was filming it. They're making a movie of it. It's not something you just kind of forget. So maybe she just didn't think it would translate as well live. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she just wanted to do her own thing until the last second.
Well, when Balvin dropped that song, Mi Gente, at that time, it was number one worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was crushing it. So that's awesome, though. That's a dope text to get right there.
Also,
I'm
down. That was cool because that was his first time he performed at Coachella. And then this year he came back again. He had an epic set. He played the main stage, which is huge. He actually, in the interview with Jimmy, talked about, you know, how cool it was to be playing in front of that sea of hundreds of thousands of people.
It's really beautiful, man. You know, the way people are reacting to our music, even though they don't understand what I'm saying, they feel the vibe.
I mean, Coachella, it's endless, a sea of people dancing to your music and probably 90% of them don't...
They didn't know what I was saying.
No.
100%, 100%, but they were feeling the vibe.
By the way, Migos feels the same way, J Balvin.
Right. No one gets it.
Shout out to J Balvin, man. First Latino to headline Coachella, mm-hmm. and absolutely crushing it and doing great things.
That language component might have been an issue, though, up until the last second when mm-hmm. they're like, you know what? Because I feel like with every generation, music is getting more eclectic. Now we're hearing not just Spanish, we're hearing BTS homies. Rap in Korean. And I feel like 3 years ago, that would have been a little bit of a crazy stretch of the imagination on traditional English-speaking top 40 radio.
That's what's dope about it, man. It's like, I feel like people, what this is doing with music is telling people, hey, you don't have to change to be accepted by quote-unquote mainstream mm-hmm. America. You could be yourself. Speak your language, enjoy it, and we can embrace it and just have a good time all together.
And music is the universal language. Yeah. Absolutely.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
If you're a millennial like us, do you think you are getting it on more or less often than your parents did at your age? Think about that for a second.
Take a long, deep thought about it.
It's too much. Got it?
Envision it. Wrap your head around it. Think about it. Really put yourself where your parents were.
Shout out to Gary and Nancy.
Okay.
Chelsea's parents.
Oh, you guys.
Just shutting them out.
What are you saying?
Inappropriate.
To really wrap your head around, you got to envision all of it.
Yeah, envision your parents, Brian. What do you think about your parents?
Oh, they were getting it on hardcore. It's so at least awkward. Three times because there's three of us in the family.
It's so awkward. Anyways, Brian, what do you think, man? We're having less or more?
Less. Because I feel like people are waiting longer to get married, like be in a relationship. People are, you know, being single for long. I mean,
doesn't mean they're not getting it on.
No. I think we have more partners. Us millennials have more partners in our, you know, in up and through our 30s. But I think overall we're having sex less, just with more people.
Okay, Chelsea, what do you think?
I'm gonna say more.
Get it.
Speak for yourself, girl.
Gosh, hello. It's not a segment about me. It's a segment about
Let your parents know they're listening.
No, I would say though, because our parents had kids so young. And so they were busy, they were probably tired, maybe they just didn't
get
jiggy as much. What?
We all know it stops happening, right? All your parents?
I don't know, Edgar.
The answer is no. My wife and I are very
healthy.
Active.
Okay. Healthy.
This is a real awkward segment.
We have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still doing it. All right, anyway. the answer to the study is this. Chelsea says millennials are doing it way more.
Mm-hmm.
At least she believes in her life more than her parents.
Oh my gosh.
The answer is actually millennials are getting it on 20% less often than our parents did at our age.
It's Fortnite, isn't it?
It's Fortnite.
It's Fortnite. Blame it on Fortnite.
It's a cell phone.
These droughts are for real. When you're like, when you're single, that drought, you'll look up, you'll be like, oh my God, it's been, 10 months.
Even though all you need to do is swipe right on your phone, and we're still getting it on less. Uh-huh. Actually, according to the study, the reason behind it is just sheer pace of modern life. Modern life nowadays, you know, it's just a lot more things to do, more traffic, less time to be with our partners because we're stuck on the 10 or the 405 with ourselves. Mm. The decline happened most in these two groups. You guys ready for this?
Hmm.
Groups are couples that are living together or married.
So they do it less.
That's the biggest decline for millennials. So once you move in, allegedly, according to the study, it's over, man.
So I'm good right now.
You're good, Chelsea.
I'm good. Yeah. Just keep hanging
get into
here.
It. Get into it.
Stop Brian, dancing. Get into He's it. Shaking. Brian's shaking his head.
Get into it.
In such a weird way right now.
I want to make it real weird for your parents listening right now. You're getting laid more than your parents.
What? Stop. Lies.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Opus Moment Award goes out to our rule breaker. In the studio, a.k.a. Miss Chelsea Briggs.
Give it up for
everybody.
Is that what we're giving it up for? Yes, or learning live, just, you can't spell receive.
Just go with it, okay?
I don't know about no rules.
It's about me right
broken.
Now.
Sounds more badass that way. She breaks rules.
That's not a lot of the people.
Earlier on the show, we were talking about, maybe you do this, how you sound out certain words to remember how to spell them. And Chelsea dropped this one rule. She acknowledges that she knows the rule, but just decides to not go with the rule. Check it out.
You know how you learn how to spell words?
Yeah.
Every time I'd spell notorious, like on a spelling, I'd be like, N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S, you just lay down slow.
I do that now with a song, but like stuff like beautiful, I go, beautiful.
You guys are weird.
Receive.
Smarty pants over there.
How do you spell receive, Chelsea?
Receive? R-E-C-I-E-V-E.
Say it again.
R-E-C-I-E-V-E. Is it the I before the E? except after, yeah, that's
Rest
right.
Saive.
That is incorrect.
Is it really?
That is incorrect.
What? Yeah, we don't.
Wow. Wait, can you use it in a sentence first?
You are about to receive the right answer right now.
Receive it. You just received a failing grade.
It's been a long time since school, you know?
So you know the rule, which is...
It's the I before E except after C.
And there's that damn C in the middle of receive.
I know. You guys. It's been a long time.
Hanging out there.
You know the rule I go with?
What?
I type in the word into a text and see if the squiggly red line pops up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if it does, I click on it and it gives me the right answer.
But that's what I love about breathing things lately, because like definitely still don't know how to spell it. So I just do def. Like in all my text messages, it's just def.
That's why.
Sorry, guys. There's that secret.
There's nothing more deflating than typing in a word and then having your phone be like, no replacements. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you took a stab at right there. It's a necessity that you go learn how to spell this word.
And then that's when we use an emoji.
Exactly.
Coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over. Also, hooking up with more money, $1,000 every hour, Instagram in your hand, your next chance to win. At 10:10 this morning. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Not even if you can't spell receive. It's all good.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.